Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Cephalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubcephalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, the theater lady, here to give her take on Vanya and Sonia and
Masha. Mutt
and Jeff and Vanya and Sonia
and Masha. And Spike.
And Spike. Quite a title at the City Theater.
And I think the title just gives you a little bit of a preview of the whole flavor of the show.
That it's hard to repeat? They're running it for 3 weeks.
Just the whole Christopher Durang, zany, crazy. I think Christopher Durang's hilarious. And I don't know if you saw Betty's Summer Vacation. That was one of the first things I saw that he did. That was really nutty.
So it's definitely in the Durang motif.
Absolutely.
So Durang fans will be pleased, yes.
And of course, Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge was also his, and that premiered here in Pittsburgh. That's the first place
at the City Theater.
At the City Theater in 2002. And it turns out that he and Tracy Brigden are very good friends. Oh. And she commissioned this play to come here before she knew that it was going to be the Tony Award winner for Best Play for 2013. She has been working on this long before she even knew it was nominated, because she, through her connection with him and enjoying the play so much.
Tracy Brigden can pick a winner.
She can.
And apparently she can direct one, too.
Yes.
You seem to have enjoyed this very much, Tracy directed.
I did.
And I can't believe they've already given out the Tonys for 2013. Well, it is almost 2014. We're behind, Lonnie. We're behind, or I am, anyway.
Well, and it also got the Drama Desk Award for Best Play of 2013.
It's cleaning house everywhere.
And Christopher Durang was just inducted into the Theater Hall of Fame this year, too.
Inducted or abducted? I honestly didn't hear you.
Inducted.
I'm sitting right here. But
abducted, that's the muscle out here. That's abductor.
No, I'm thinking of, like, you know, aliens from outer space. Anyway,
no.
So how do you think Pittsburgh is going to enjoy this show?
Well, judging from the audience last night, Pittsburgh will enjoy this show very much. The audience was totally involved, engrossed, and laughing very heartily. If you don't know Christopher Durang, it's even hard to explain, but he's just, sounds trite. He's like madcap, zany, kind of crazy. I'd like to see what he's like to talk to, because the way his mind works is very different than the way most people's minds work. Especially when it comes to humor. He's a funny guy.
Well, you know, I've seen some of the photos. The set looks beautiful.
Oh my gosh, the set was unbelievable. I went with a really dear friend, and he said when he saw that set, I said, look at that set. That's amazing. And I said, I just love it. And he said, I want to live there.
Right, because it's supposed to be a house in Bucks County, Pennsylvania,
Right. Actually. It is, and there's the porch, and then you see a part of the inside of the house here and a part of the inside of the house there, and then you come out, there's the sidewalk.
There was so much detail put into it, you might think, okay, you know, just a interior shot of a home, no big deal, but they seem to have done an excellent job with it. It's a good-looking play.
It really is. And the actors in it were also pretty good-looking.
Oh,
Especially
as you clutch your pearls.
Woo, the one young man that kept taking off his clothes, I liked him a lot.
I did hear that he was easy on the eyes for 2 hours.
Yes, well, easier when he had his clothes off, actually. But Spike was the young kind of wannabe actor who had attached to himself and had a relationship with a much older actress who was one of the three siblings in the play. That was Vanya and Sonia and Masha, the
yes.
two sisters and the brother. And Spike was the boyfriend of Masha.
A little Sunset Boulevard going on there, huh?
There was actually reference to that during the play at one point.
Well, I'm sold. I'm there.
Not to mention all the names, of course, are Russian and they're Chekhov.
Well, and I believe that this in part, and maybe in more than just part, is somewhat of a spoof of Chekhov's works.
I guess so. I guess, but it was more, you don't really have to know about the works or understand the plays or know about the plays to get what was happening and to get the humor. Mm. So I wouldn't want anybody to think, if they weren't a big Chekhov fan, that they wouldn't get it, because everything that happens is very well explained. You know, how one of the sisters in the three sisters is named Masha, and Masha just happened to be named Masha because their parents were professors who were Chekhov fans.
So unfortunately, this is educational too.
No. Not really.
Helena Ruwadi.
My favorite.
I know you're a big fan.
I'm a very big fan.
How'd she do?
She did beautifully. She just had the right amount. She was the Hollywood star. Come home to
naturally,
Bucks County
yes.
to visit with her siblings. And she just had the right amount of arrogance and haughtiness and Hollywood glamour and flash that she really fit the part. However, she still had, as it came out later, a very human side, as we all have our little idiosyncrasies and insecurities. And,
well,
and she had those too.
Speak for yourself, Lonnie.
Well, that's true.
Sheila McKenna.
Oh, wow. She was
playing Sonia.
Yes. Yeah. And to me, I have seen her act several times too, but I became a little bit more aware of her last night because the role that she played, she started out in the beginning as almost pathetic. And then as the play went on and you got to know her better and she had some different life experiences, she became such a sympathetic character. And then by the end, I was rooting for her, like, you go, girl, because she almost transformed, almost like a butterfly in front of your eyes.
Sheila McKenna is not only, I think, one of the finest comedic actresses in Pittsburgh, but one of the funniest comedic actresses anywhere. I mean, she is always spot on and just such just hilarious to watch in whatever she does. And I imagine that she delivered just the same.
Oh, she definitely did. And I didn't realize that she is the head of the drama department of Point Park. And
yes, she is.
And still teaching there, too.
And to rave reviews, I understand.
I'm not surprised by seeing her performance last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was the character that I went home feeling most, for whatever reason, connected to.
Oh.
She felt the most, not that any of them were unreal or inauthentic, but her character itself, the way the play was written and how she did it, was the most authentic and somebody I felt like I could know or might know or do know.
Mm.
You know, she was just like a real person.
Very good.
The others were a little bit, and they had to be, a little bit cartoonish almost, because that's how the play was written, and they had to do that. They had to be way over the top to make it funny and to be true to the way it was written.
That's comedy.
Yes, absolutely. And there were several key moments. You asked me for my first two reviews about, well, what was a key moment in the play? And you totally took me off guard because I wasn't expecting that. And this time I figured out the key moment, but there are three of them.
Well, look at the time, Gina.
The first one was in the first act when Spike the young actor wannabe, acted out his audition for the part that he almost got. That's what gave him his credentials as an actor, is that he almost got a part. And they showed he did the audition. Hilarious. Hilarious. I can't even imagine an audition that bad. I know why he didn't get the part. And then in Act Two, when the two sisters, when, let's see, Masha and Sonia, Helena and Sheila.
Masha.
Yeah. Had this part when they were together crying. And they were each crying about their own lives and their disappointments. And it doesn't sound like it would be funny, but it was such dark comedy. It was hilarious. Just the way they played off each other and what they were saying. I love that.
As perhaps only Durang could write.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the last part that I really liked was when Harry, and we can't decide how to say his last name, if it's Bovey or Boovey, who played Vanya.
Mm. Who, by the way, is not Stanley Tucci.
So I've heard. Mm-hmm. Look-alike, perhaps, but not really Stanley Tucci. When he went into a harangue talking about what life used to be like compared to what it is now, he was annoyed with Spike because Spike was texting when he should have been doing something else. And he went through every single TV show, comedian, everything that happened during my growing up years and talked about them. And he did it at a rapid pace because he was angry and saying about how much better the past was. And then again, maybe it wasn't so much better, but what he remembered and how different it was. And I read that must have lasted, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. It was really intense and really fast and really funny. He was off book in less than 2 weeks. And he did that off book in less than 2 weeks of rehearsal. That was amazing.
I have heard that he delivers an epic rant somewhere in Act Two. And it's worth seeing, worth hearing.
Yeah. And especially my friend that I went with was younger, and I think a lot of it just right over his head. But every single thing I could identify with, every word, especially that little hand puppet thing.
Senor Wences.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, you know, I think I've heard you do rants like that.
Similar.
You know, after a couple cocktails, you know, we usually have to pull you down off the table. Yeah, it's good, good. No, excellent. Maybe he'll put out an album. You could do now. There's an idea for you. The best rants of Lonnie Jantz.
Oh, I don't think anybody would buy it. Everybody's already heard it.
Well,
it would be nothing new.
Not people like in Pocatello, Idaho. You know.
Oh, maybe not.
You know, You got to go nationwide. You start out as a tour de force, and then eventually you're forced to tour. That's how it works.
I'm not holding my breath for that. Not coming up soon.
Well, it sounds like it's a good time over there, then.
Well, put the name Christopher Durang
in front of it. Oh, yeah, of course.
And then put these wonderful actors. That's it. What else could you have? Oh, and the young girl, the little ingenue, her name was Haley Nielsen.
Mm.
Had a small part, but, you know, there are no small parts. She did it very well. And she's a recent Point Park graduate. She just graduated in 2012. And when I saw her, I thought, my gosh, she looks like she's maybe, I don't know, 21 years old. And guess what? I guess she is.
No, good guess.
Very, very young and very poised on screen.
And a working...
on stage. Sorry.
And she's a working actress. Fantastic.
Yes. Good for her. Well... I just got a tremendous, tremendous kick out of Amira Van.
And the role what?
Amira Van. That's her name, the actress.
I think you said Amira Van. I'm like, was that
well,
some...
I would like that too.
Was that some wild ride you were kicking around in the 60s?
You know, actually, I wish I... Well, we're not going there.
That's another interview.
Yes, absolutely. But Amira Van played the housekeeper... who was also a psychic. And they had a lot of faith in her because she had predicted things like a bat would come into the house. And one day it did. And she would say, beware, and make all these wacky predictions like, beware Hootie Pie, things that didn't seem to make sense, but later they did. But she was hilarious. She had this headband and this hair that was as big as the world. And she reminded me so much of the Agador character in Birdcage that every time she came on stage, everybody was laughing just as they did with Agador.
You know, I predict that within a week, you will see change.
Beware of change.
Don't get me started on that. Yeah.
That's how she would have said it. Everything was beware of. I predict within a week. Wow. That would be pretty hard to disprove, wouldn't it?
That's my point. That's the
joke. I got it.
Good.
But anyway, I thought she was hilarious. Her physicality and her voice and the way she pranced around the stage. She was so wacky that she was almost believable. I've known some people that are just about that wacky.
And I believe that.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So I didn't want to leave her out because I found her to be very amusing. And I think that role, had it been played by somebody else, might not have been so funny. She might not have been able to carry it, or another actress might not have carried it as well as she did. But she had it all, the eye rolling, the facial expression.
Well, this sounds like a great ensemble. You know, everyone's a standout in this.
They really were. And I think what was really good about it is how they all played off each other so well. And part of that might be because most of them are familiar with each other and have worked together before. Most of them have worked with Tracy Brigden before. And they really put themselves out there and they weren't afraid to look foolish. They weren't afraid to be over the top. And that's what they did and it worked. With a Durang, you have to. You can't get out there and play it straight. I would imagine that this play every night will be different.
Hmm.
Depending on audience reaction and how far they think they can take it. Because the more the audience laughs, I think they could
How was the audience when you were there then?
Oh, the audience was extremely appreciative. Everybody was laughing a lot. And there were certain times that the words that would come out of somebody's mouth or the vehemence with which they said things seemed to be out of context or unexpected, and that would really make people laugh, just the whole unexpected zinger. Or there's some language in this play, I will say, but not excessive and not for the use of shock value. It totally fit in when it was used. It totally fit and was funny, not offensive. And it wasn't anything real repetitive or in your face. It was just raw emotion that would come out. And the whole family dynamic thing was pretty interesting. That the one brother and sister had stayed home and taken care of the sick parents in their home in Bucks County while the actress was off having a life. And the contrast of how they felt about each other and their own lives was really interesting. You know, the actress said, you know, that she had had a life, 5 husbands, and a big life, a star, but it didn't make her happy. And the other two felt that they hadn't had a life because they were caring for their parents and they were jealous of her life. And in some ways, she seemed a little jealous of theirs because their lives seemed so simple and so easy. And her life seemed so complicated.
We always want what we cannot have.
The old grass is greener on the other side, yeah. Not that they even necessarily wanted each other's lives, but they wanted a little bit more of what the other had.
Right,
their lives.
Discontent is what fuels all of Chekhov, pretty much. So that makes sense, if that's kind of what he's getting at.
And one of the things they said last night, the professor parents had said one time that if people in Chekhov's time were taking tranquilizers, he'd have nothing to write about. Or antidepressants, whatever. They're just...
Well, that's a pretty important distinction, the tranquilizers versus antidepressants.
It is. I'll have to see it again.
I'm never taking an aspirin from you ever again. I might not wake up the next day. I'll wake up a week later in Tijuana, Mexico.
Without your shoes.
Oh, that'd be the worst of it, wouldn't it?
My landscaper actually had that happen once, but I digress.
He slipped him a Mickey and he woke up in Tijuana?
What? He told me that he woke up one morning in Florida without his shoes. And the last he remembered was he was in Pittsburgh. And that's when he stopped drinking. But as I said, I digress.
We need to go out with this guy.
Oh, he's... God rest his soul.
Oh.
Buck went to heaven.
Well, I don't know where to go from here.
Did we forget anything? I don't want to forget anything.
You forgot to tell me this guy was dead before you went into this story about him.
Did I forget any of the characters or any of the plays he wrote? I worked so hard on this, Brian.
He's written hundreds of plays.
I know. Sister Mary Ignatius explains it all. That's okay. Another one he wrote.
I didn't know if that were the case, or you were just speaking in tongues now.
No, he wrote that one too. And he's been nominated for several Pulitzer Prizes. He didn't get them, but he was nominated. Which says something.
I've never been
nominated.
Nor have I.
That's something to consider. And he'll be in Pittsburgh. Christopher Durang is coming to Pittsburgh to see one or more of the performances of this play. And I don't know when, but I want to go back again with a picture of him and scan the audience until I find him.
Subtly, yeah.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.